Hi, this is Kathy Greer, and welcome to this week's devotional. I titled this one, "What's Your Worship Been Like Lately?" You know, I was in a meeting, and we were all together in a heart of unity, just worshiping the Lord. And I was asked earlier to kind of facilitate a time of transition in the worship to prayer and just a releasing of prophetic words. So during the worship, I was just worshiping the Lord, and I just said, "Lord, what are you doing in this meeting?" And I heard this response, "Enjoying myself." Well, I was so startled by the response when the reality hit my heart, I just started crying. I mean, isn't this the desire of our worship? That he would find pleasure in it? That he would enjoy it? Psalm 95, verse 6, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker." That we worship him from that response of thanksgiving, and we worship and love him because he first loved us. All he did for us, how can we not worship him? You know, worship was the response of the elders in Revelation when they came into his presence. They throw their crowns down, you know, in front of him who lives forever and ever. They cast them down saying, "You're worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by you they were created. They exist because of you." You know, I realize as I'm saying this that sometimes, you know, praise and worship really is a sacrifice. You know, maybe you're having a hard time worshiping the Lord lately. It's been tough to connect and worship. More than likely, sometimes when you go back to that point where you disconnected, there's something blocking you. And many times it can be an offense with someone else or someone you need to forgive, or maybe even disappointment with the Lord, things you need to let go of. There are those things that can block our worship. I know one of the quickest ways out of that is just to shift gears and go in with an attitude of gratitude. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Maybe you're like me. You know, sometimes I enter worship and I'm like, "Lord, I need to meet you today. Are you going to come with your presence? Is this worship leader anointed? I wonder if they're going to sing the songs I like. Is this the type of music I can get into? I really need to meet you, Lord." You know, and at that point, really, the worship's become all about you. And honestly, that's not the point of worship. It really is all about him. The Lord longs to hear your worship, even when you don't feel like it. He enjoys it. And you know what? It's our honor to give it because he's worthy. And you know the secret to giving to the Lord. You can never outgive him. Eventually, as you worship, his presence comes. It touches your heart, fills you. He fills your heart with his love. And in that place of worship, he'll speak to you, encourage you, pour out his love into your heart. In that place of worship, you're transformed because God is so good. So today, let's shift. Let's shift our thoughts in worship. Let's give worship to him. Let's exalt him. Let's lift him up. He's worthy of it. Ask him to remove any blocks. Make worship about him again. Enter the gates with thanksgiving and praise. He loves you and he died for you. There's so much to be grateful for. There's so many reasons to worship him. Be encouraged. Until next time, God bless you.